In a declaration and program of action, recognized that all parties to armed conflicts should strictly observe international humanitarian law as set forth in the Geneva Conventions of 1949 and other rules and principles of international law. In this regard, we iterate that prisoners of war and civilian detainees must be treated in accordance with international humanitarian law and must be released and repatriated without delay after the cessation of active hostilities. Their repatriation is essential for, among other things, fostering an environment of trust and establishing lasting peace and stability. Hostage taking, arbitrary or prolonged detention of prisoners and internees for bargaining purposes are strictly prohibited under international humanitarian law. Furthermore, effective legislative, administrative, judicial, or other measures must be undertaken to prevent, terminate, and punish acts of enforced disappearance. Families have the right to be informed about the fate and whereabouts of their loved ones. These are among the prerequisites of peace. Failure to comply with these requirements not only constitutes a violation of international law, but also indicates willingness to commit further violations and to challenge peace. This should be considered a critical early warning sign. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam.